Jason Owen. He's a country singer who had planned to do some touring and around South Australia as well this year, but of course COVID put a stop to that. But instead of doing what most of us did and binging TV shows and falling into some other traps of lockdown, he's been doing something very different. He's already on an epic 10-day road trip, driving 8,000 Ks across four states, delivering all sorts of goodies. Let's find out about it from the man himself. Jason Owen, good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good. Tell us about what you had planned for this year before COVID came through.
Look, I had one of the biggest years of my career planned. I had over 30 tour shows locked away and about 10 or 15 corporate functions. I had a lot of work, had a new album in the works. I had four singles ready to go. And obviously, like many people, you know, were put off from work in, you know, February, March. It's been a tough one, but it's funny because it's opened other doors for me and given me, you know, other opportunities to do what I want to do. I started doing it for Rural Aussie Kids late last year. And it's just growing up in rural New South Wales in a little town of 12 people. I got to see firsthand just how drought and other challenges affect rural communities, families on the land, businesses. When my career kick-started on X Factor back in 2012, I've always done what I possibly can for rural Australia and rural communities. I'm just living and breathing. It's late last year I started doing it for Rural Aussie Kids. And by doing that, you know, we can buy a lot of our stuff from rural communities. We're getting fuel, food, all that type of stuff on the road as well, which is supporting rural businesses, taking weight off family shoulders. I guess this year actually did give me quite a bit of time to put into this year and make it as successful as it's been.
Where have you been so far? Where are you going? And what exactly are you doing, Jason?
So I got my first deliveries today. They start today with Lightning Ridge at the moment.
Oh, yes.
From here, I go to a little place called Gadooga. I'm visiting a little school. There's only 10 or 15 kids. Then up into Queensland, right up through to Emerald, and across into South Australia. So there's a lot of kilometres, close to 1,000 kids. We're going to be visiting through, like, you know, little rural and remote schools of 10 or 15 kids and a couple of families here and there. And it's great, mate. I'm really excited that people are believing in what we're doing, supporting this. So it's just really exciting.